for 9 days, protesters have rocked Romania's capital city, Bucharest, in response to government plans that would decriminalise official misconduct and corruption. The government have now backed down and cancelled the decree, but the protest continues. John Besmeers is a research fellow at the Centre for European Studies at the ANU. He told The Wire's Bonnie Parker about the situation.
Every now and again in countries which are used to bad treatment, where politics doesn't run smoothly or where it's a dictatorial regime, every now and again people feel enough is enough, we are going out on the streets. It happened in Moldova, it happened at the time of the Ceausescu overturn, and it's been happening again now. One important figure involved in this is the president, Iohannis, and he's a very interesting person. He does belong to one of the current opposition parties, but he's a fairly independent figure, and he is very well known for his absolute incorruptibility. As the name suggests, he's a German, an ethnic German, comes from Transylvania, the area west of Romania, where there's quite an ethnic mix, including quite a lot of Hungarians and quite a few Germans. And he's an ethnic German from there, and he is, as I say, quite independent. He belongs to one of the opposition parties, but he's an independent figure, and he's widely respected in the community. And he has been standing up to the Social Democrats and their tricks over the last few months when they've been trying to manipulate things and hide their corruption and so on. He's been fairly stalwart in resisting that, and I think that's also given impetus to the protesters. And he went out and communed with them also in public at one stage. So there are quite a few factors involved here, and it's hard to say where it's going to go next.
The decree has now been cancelled, and overnight the government survived a no-confidence vote. But the protests are still continuing. Why do you think that is? What is it that they want?
They want justice and they want an end to corruption, and they're big asks, I'm afraid. And they are also rightly suspicious because the government has been very cagey about this. It's tried to sneak its grotesque semi-abolition of corruption as an offence through in various ways, and they suspect that they will do so again. And they want to get out and either force the government to resign altogether and have perhaps new elections. I don't know that they're going to get that, but they would like to indicate, I think, to the government that they cannot keep on pulling stunts with this one. They have to go after corrupt people, including those in their own midst. So it's a struggle, I think, essentially over the presence of corruption in the government, in a situation in which the government is in a strong position in the parliament, and it's therefore hard to change them through parliamentary means.
What do you think will happen next? Do you think it's likely that the opposition party would ever get in power?
Oh, yes, I think they could. It's not entirely clear to me why they didn't do better in the last elections, but elections are a little bit more problematical in Romania and even more so in Moldova, and the media are often loyal to this or that political force, and those who hold control of the media can often control the information space. I don't think it's likely that we'll see an end to corruption anytime soon, or that I think, given the present state of play in the parliament, unless the Social Democrats and their key allies have a major split, and I don't know how likely that is, honestly, but if they had a major split, then possibly it would then become practicable for the opposition and those who are splitting away from the government because they're on the nose to perhaps work together to bring about an early election and to bring about a change of government with more opposition forces represented. It will obviously depend on how long the population out on the street can maintain their rage, because it gets very cold at this time of the year in Romania, and they've been enduring a fair bit. We've seen quite a bit of this, of course, elsewhere in Eastern Europe. We've seen it in Ukraine, where crowds were out for a very long time and finally brought a government and indeed a whole regime down. It may go along similar lines in Romania. But I think that the Social Democrats and their allies will hang on to power by the skin of their teeth. They will not want to relinquish. Apart from anything else, they would be aware that many of them would be likely to finish up found guilty of corruption and other offences and be in big trouble. I think somehow they'll find a way to stay in power, and I think they'll have to, however, find a way to meet some of the demands of the protesters. They can't, I think, just wait forever for the cold and exhaustion to have their effect. I think they'll have to offer up some more concessions of some kind.
John Besmeers, Research Fellow at the Centre for European Studies at the ANU, speaking to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.